Mauritania's Director of National Intelligence Services, Mohamed Abdallahi Talib Abedi, tells VOA that police have arrested 5 men accused of participating in terrorist activities. He says security forces received information that the men belonged to a terrorist group. Abedi says throughout North Africa, groups inspired by Al-Qaeda are active. The intelligence director adds the men have been charged and will be prosecuted. He did not give details about their alleged criminal activities. Mauritanian lawyers have accused the police of extracting confessions through torture, which intelligence director Abedi has denied. Lawyer Limam Mohamed Sheikh has defended Islamists accused of ties to terrorists. He says the most recent arrests follow the same pattern as previous detentions. He says the names of the detained men have not been released and that a recent change in the country's penal code allows terrorism suspects to be held up to 15 days without access to a lawyer. Officials have, to date, not discovered terrorist training camps in Mauritania. But analyst Aneli Botha with the Cape Town-based Institute for Security Studies says the Algerian-based group, formerly known as the Salafist Group for Preaching and Combat, may be active in Mauritania. The group recently changed its name to Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb and is allied with bin Laden.
The GSPC and Al-Qaeda in Islamic Islamic Maghreb realized that they can't only focus on Algeria anymore, so they need to broaden horizons a bit. They would look for people with similar ideas to form part of a broader structure.
In 2 recent trials of more than 30 Islamists, Mauritanian courts dropped all terrorism charges. Boom Tran for VOA News, Dakar.